Now, China is very interesting. Beijing absolutely needs the Strait of Hormuz to reopen. And yet, as Sam pointed out there, it has also planned for this moment for two decades.
China's sometimes been described as a green energy superpower. Sometimes there's a description which I might prefer, which is an electrostate. You know, it's a country that is becoming increasingly bound up with the electrification of the economy, as opposed to the import of molecular fuels.
You might call it green energy statecraft. Beijing bet on renewables even as it burned through coal and oil. Chinese policymakers decided renewable energy would be good for the economy and good for national security.
China, you know, relies on fossil fuels for its energy and its growth, and yet it's also probably the most resilient of the major economies. It's highly diversified and highly electrified at this point. They've really invested over the past two decades in building out a highly electric and diversified energy system. And a large part of that has always been about mitigating the volatility and the geopolitical entanglements associated with imported fossil fuels. Their concern particularly has been the choke point around the Strait of Malacca, as opposed to the Strait of Hormuz, and the fact that it's patrolled by the US Navy's 7th Fleet. But it's led to very concerted investment in clean energy in particular.